You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Mia Nakano is a photographer and archivist with an interest in LGBTQ stories, but she used to struggle to find resources on queer and trans Asian American history, so she took it upon herself to begin documenting their experiences. Today, Mia is the executive director and co-founder of the Resilience Archives, an organization that blends visual and performance arts to share the narratives and stories of Bay Area LGBTQ Asian Pacific Americans. Mia sat down with KALW's Janae Darden to share her story from behind the lens.
My parents, because they're both Japanese, right? My dad was a Japanese immigrant. My mom was a Japanese American. Had very different experiences because of the war, right? My mom was basically raised in the incarceration camps. And that is a history that I learned about when I was 12 or 13 years old. And it was the only thing that I ever saw reflected about my community in school, right? Until much older when I start to seek it out. And my mom told me about growing up and playing with clothespins in a horse stall with dirt floors. And she was like, so like, you have to be aware, Mia, this is when I'm like literally like 11, 12 years old, that your rights can be taken away at any moment in time.
So how old were you when your father passed away?
I was about 6 and a half.
And what kind of impact did that have on you?
I mean, I think it has and still has a huge impact, right? Even though I'm 41 right now, I still think about him every day. And I think about how our lives just have been fundamentally different without him there. And I also think about the ways that my mom really stepped up and provided for us in all the different ways that she could without him there. Like, I call my mom every Mother's Day and every Father's Day, you know, to thank you for being both parents to me.
How was your mother? I don't know. Did you have a process of coming out to her? Or, because mamas know, or does she know?
So I came out to my mom without knowing this, actually. I came out to my mom on National Coming Out Day, which I think is sometime in October. And I wrote a story for Hyphen Magazine about this, like kind of a pithy story. And she said, you know, Mia, I've always taught you and your sister to be really strong, to do the things that you want to do, and to be successful in all the ways that you want to be. And I've encouraged that. But for the love of God, will you please just get your college degree? That's all I've ever asked of you. And so it was like that. It's like Asian mom guilt, like wrapped up in acceptance, which is, I think, the most beautiful thing. It's just like, here's this one thing that I've, this only thing that I've ever asked of you. And I was like, okay, mom.
What made you pick up the camera?
After my dad died, I found this 35mm camera in my parents' closet that I wasn't allowed into, and I wasn't allowed to pick it up. And ironically, the closet was a place that I used to hide to feel safe because there were so many people around our house when I was younger and after he passed. And I would just sit and, you know, wind the camera and hear it click, and it was very satisfying. And the camera was just a way for me to be around other people and have a purpose, but not have to be fully immersed in the room. And I just really love taking pictures, like literally from the age of 6 or 7 years old. And like all my pictures had people's heads cut off because I didn't know what a viewfinder was. And, you know, now it's just kind of evolved into something very different now.
I thought it was interesting, too, that you are documenting stories of queer elders because they have stories and they've seen a lot. And I know we as a community stand on their shoulders, you know. What was it like to interview them?
Oh, my God. The Queer Elders series that I'm doing for the Smithsonian Asian Pacific American Center, I think, really coalesces the work that I'm doing with the Resilience Archives, which is a spinoff organization from the Visibility Project, and the heart and soul of the Visibility Project itself, right? Because it uplifts the stories of these folks who came before us and who started these movements and had core contributions, right? The first video that I did was with an elder, Lenore Chin, who's I've known for, just got a Facebook alert that we've been friends for 9 years, okay, as of today.
All right.
And Lenore, you know, was a movement. She helped start the Queer Cultural Center. Mm-hmm. She helped. She was a core founder of Asian American Women Artists. She is one of the people who helped get Elle into the gay and lesbian rights movement, right? Like, mm-hmm, through her work with the Harvey Milk Democratic Club. And my perspective is just, I'm in that room to sit and listen and learn. And as the person who is directing and editing the videos, I want to honor their stories and not cut out pieces. Photography really transcends language. And people, you know, who are coming out to their parents, their grandparents, who don't have language, shared language around those words, around queer, you know, gay, lesbian, transgender, or those words in particular languages that exist, are only negative, right? And so I really wanted to look at that and frame it and make those connections, not just here, but through multiple generations of people in our community.
Was it hard to find people willing to be photographed?
It's still hard in certain places, definitely. There's lots of organizations actually on kind of like a national level. If you look at the timeline of when queer APA organizations have started, around 10 to 12 years ago, there was a large incubation of groups organizing in different major cities like Chicago, New York, you know, even St. Paul in the Twin Cities, because of the same-sex marriage. When the Marriage Equality Act was passed on a federal level, there were so many different celebrations, but how many people did that actually impact, right? And the folks who are celebrating that could also, in certain states, go home, and if their employers found out that they were, you know, queer or LGBTQ, that they could get fired because of that. And there was no state laws protecting that. And, you know, just today, Chris Hayashi, who is the executive director of the Transgender Law Center, said recently at a conference that we are seeing record numbers of LGBTQ people on mainstream television and in movies, right, who are having like coming out stories and trans characters on TV shows, right? And simultaneously, we are seeing record numbers of hate crimes and violence enacted on those communities. So to me, visibility doesn't always equate to power and representation and allyship and solidarity. All these things have to coalesce together to really make change.
Tell us about the Resilience Archives.
Yeah, so the Resilience Archives was a spinoff organization of the Visibility Project, and I started it with a local organization, and it was a way for us to work together and collaborate to talk about and collect and archive histories of the queer APA community. And also, I wanted to use my knowledge and skills and expertise in archiving, preservation, digitization, interviewing, storytelling, and dissemination, right? To say, hey, none of us really knows what our community histories are, right? Fully. How much do you know about what queer Vietnamese activists have done? What queer South Asian activists have done? Because we're either queer in certain, you know, groups, or we're Asian, and we have been at the forefront of all these social justice and civil rights movements. And so we really wanted to not just create this project, but to mentor up and train the next generation of archivists, the next generation of storytellers, and also articulate to people that your own personal histories are important, and they are history.
That was photographer and archivist Mia Nakano speaking with KLW's Janae Darden. You can see Mia's work at an event called Performing Visible Resilience. It's May 31st at the California Institute of Integral Studies in San Francisco.